Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at on May 12th, 2023, 10:35 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Mailoff. Your mics aren't on yet, guys. Don't worry. We're going to be talking with some friends of ours from Ho-Chunk Gaming. Looking forward to talking with them. Looking to dive right in here, guys. First up, thanks for being here. Appreciate the time from both of you. I know how busy you guys are, so thanks for coming in today. Let's go ahead and introduce you. First, we have Thomas Redbird IV with us, Advertising Manager. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, good morning, James. How you doing?
Doing good. Good to talk to you again. How you been?
Oh, doing great. Doing great.
I ask you that as you just told me before. You're not feeling the greatest. That's a horrible question to start off with. I appreciate you being here all the more, man. Thanks a lot for being here, brother. And we have Robert Baker, graphic designer with us. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Also, Robert is way too good dressed for being in here. I am underdressed. I am very underdressed for this situation. Appreciate the time, you guys. And appreciate being able to talk about Ho-Chunk Gaming. Like I feel like we don't get a chance to talk with you guys nearly enough. It's a great opportunity, and thanks a lot for being here. Let's dive right into things and recap the last month at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. How has that been going?
Hey, yeah, everything's been going great over there. We just got done with our Off-Road Warrior promotion where we gave away 2 ATVs and 2 UTVs. All the winners loved them. I mean, everyone bought one, and they're still riding them around right now. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And then after that, actually, I'm pretty sure people who are listening probably seen it on Facebook. We actually just last week had a $1.2 million winner over at the casino. So that was really exciting. That's the biggest win that we've had at the casino in years now. So
you guys are here to tell us you're broke. Like, I mean, how are you guys staying in business with all this stuff you're giving away? I'm joking.
Yeah, so that was really exciting. You know, we love it when people win, you know all that goes. But also we had the big winner, and then our shuttle service too. We have that going on right now. We pick up in Wisconsin Rapids over by the YMCA. We also pick up in Marshfield at Hotel Marshfield, and then we pick up in Stevens Point over by the downtown square area over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot over there. So go to our Facebook page if you want to see the shuttle schedule.
I was going to say, for that schedule, just go over to the Facebook page. You can see it real easy right there. I did it earlier this week just to test it out and everything. I've heard from listeners how much they appreciate that. There's an opportunity there for you guys, certainly, of course, but we know that a lot of our population is a little up there and may not be able to bop around like they used to. And certainly coming out of the pandemic, it got people even a little more scared. Doing these kind of things is a great community way of reaching out to the community, of being able to, you know, help them out a little bit while also helping you guys out certainly as well, too. And before we dive into anything else too far, I want to rewind a little bit with these promotions you guys gave away and stuff. They're very cool. Like that, obviously, they're very cool promotions and stuff. But there's more there. If you look a little bit more at what Ho-Chunk does, and they've always done, it's not just that. It doesn't just stop there. Yeah, there's more to it than there's putting into communities as well.
Oh yeah, so that was that's kind of referencing our Warm Heart Full Carts promotion that we had going on. That was a great success that we had going on. That was back in January. I'm sure people who are listening remember when we were doing all that. It was a shopping spree dash at the local Piggly Wiggly over in Nakusa. We raised, I think, over $15,000 to donate to Super Socks over in Marshfield, and then the Focus Group here in Wisconsin Rapids. It was a great event. I mean, the Piggly Wiggly people are amazing. They did a great job. They had a great choice of, you know, like big cuts of meat and everything like that to kind of help out. And it was actually a funny story. One of our winners came through, and she had 3 carts of meat, and her husband's, where are we going to put all this? You know,
it's a good problem to have.
So that was a great time. I mean, we really enjoy it. We had a big check presentation, all this other stuff, and we really like giving back. You know, we're an integral part of our community, and not only Nakusa, but in Wisconsin Rapids as well, and the surrounding area. We like to make sure that we're kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. it can be difficult because we've got a big area around here and we have needs. And you guys are able to do that. You're able to touch on different things to help communities in different ways. It's an integral part of what Ho-Chunk has always been about. It's not just a gaming casino. This is a place that is a revenue source. It's an economic source of all those things. But then there's the human element that has always been there of putting back into communities. I really respect and admire that. I don't think anybody expects that from a casino. But here in our area, we know better. We know what to expect. Well, we have a standard. You guys set it.
Yeah, thanks, James. We appreciate that. I mean, I kind of pride myself in our team that we have over at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustic because, you know, you walk in and we like to call ourselves like your hometown casino.
Yeah.
Because your neighbors work there. Mm-hmm. You know, you see us walking by, we're a friendly face. We see you at the grocery store at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
You know, and we stop and we talk about promotions and winners and all this other stuff. And it's always great to give back to the community that, you know, offers so much to us. I mean, we're just entertainment. We try to let people come and just get your mind off of whatever's going on, you know, win some money, have some fun. That's our like MO, basically,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like, and it's always nice to kind of be able to reach out and, you know, whether it's a donation or a sponsorship or something like that, it's always great to see that the community can come together, you know, and the casino is a part of it, you know.
And one of the things you and I have talked about before, and we've talked about with some others from Ho-Chunk about, you guys are always looking for other opportunities for that too. If you're a business, if you're somebody out there that has an idea, reach out to you guys, see what you can do.
Yeah, you could actually go to our website, and it's Ho-Chunk Gaming /Nakusa. And at the bottom, there's a donation and sponsorship form. You can fill that out, turn it into us, and we weigh all the options, and we try to get involved as much as we can with almost every single one that comes around.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a business or, you know, you have an event coming up, whether it's a, or, you know, walk, run, 5K, or cancer benefit or something, don't be shy to reach out to Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustic. We would love to be a part of everyone's event.
You got some great stuff coming up. I want to talk about some of the things that look forward to coming up here.
Yeah, so we're really, right now we're in our Hog Days of Summer promotion.
That's a great title. Yeah. Great name.
Yeah, shout out to our promotions manager over there with all the great names that we have for all of these. But we're going to be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike from Real Brothers Harley-Davidson. I believe that's over in Marshfield.
Yes.
Yep, so we're giving away the trike. It's actually parked right now at the front entrance of the casino. So Next time you guys come in and visit us, come check it out, get your selfie by it, post it on Facebook, all the other good stuff. We'd love to see that stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. The drawing for that's actually going to be on June 24th. So we're going to be running this from now all the way till June 24th. You can come in, earn your entries, get your $10 rewards play. Like I said, as long as you're having a good time, we'd love to have you. But on June 24th, we're going to be drawing 6 winners. There's going to be one grand prize winner that's obviously getting the trike. And then we're also giving away cash consolation winners, too. So, you know, we like to try to spread out the money to all over the place.
It's very cool. You had everybody at Harley. Like, as soon as you said Harley, everybody's like, whoa, what's going on with you? Yeah, what do I got to do? Because immediately, right away, going to be brought in on that one. You're going to get a good turnout for that. And it's, again, one of these ways where if you just look a little bit, you read between the lines, they're like, well, that's a local business. And Harley, well, that's right out of here in Wisconsin. So, again, working with local businesses, promoting local businesses, it's something that you guys do so well. And I think you do it so well sometimes that people don't even notice it's happening. Like, you got to bring attention to it almost.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of just be a subtle, you know, we're always there. And it's nice just kind of, you know, we don't really need recognition all the time. You know, as long as you know we're here for you, then that's totally fine by us.
Let me hype you guys up. I'll do it. I'll be your hype
thanks,
man,
James,
any day.
I'll let you do that any day, man.
Mother's Day this Sunday, of course. Father's Day right around the corner. Got some stuff going on for those?
Yeah, actually. So we have a Mother's Day brunch going on over at the Swiftwater Lounge that we have.
Nice.
That starts at 11 o'clock. We have a great option of brunch items. And, you know, it's your typical brunch that you're going to get. But, you know, it's at a casino, so you can also have fun.
Yeah,
you know, you can treat your mother to some fun while you're at it. Every single purchase of meal gets $10 rewards play. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, make sure you have fun while you eat and celebrate your mom and everything. And then also, we have the hourly drawings that you can actually win a purse. So we
nice.
The hourly drawing winners get rewards play, cash prizes, or a purse.
Yeah.
Those are really nice.
9 designer purses.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. You know, every mom is going to tell you, because they're amazing and they're wonderful, oh, you don't have to spend anything on me. You don't have to do too much or anything. Oh, just get me a little craft thing or something like that. Yeah, they may not tell you this, but moms don't mind winning. Like, that isn't a bad thing either. A nice lunch, a nice an opportunity to win some stuff. I mean, that's all good things as well. Spoil your mom, treat your mom, and think about dad, too, when that's coming up on the corner. And look at the things that they're offering at Ho-Chunk as well.
Yes, our Father's Day promotion, obviously, it's going to be roughly around the same thing as our Mother's Day, but more geared toward the dads. You know, grill sets, stuff like that, we're going to be giving away. Everything that a dad, you know, loves to get.
Very cool. We have Thomas and Robert with us from Ho-Chunk Gaming. And again, a big thank you to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. We're going to take a break, come back. I got to make Robert work a little bit. I haven't made him work at all. I got to make him work a little bit. We'll do that when we come back on the Morning Magazine here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR. It is the 12th of May, 2023, 10:48 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. We're speaking with Thomas Redbeard IV, Advertising Manager, and Robert Baker, Graphic Designer, with our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino. Big thank you again to Meredith and the gang at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. Appreciate the time from them. Thomas, you and I were talking about some of the promotions and some of the things coming up. I know that there's a lot of great things going on over there. I want to get into some of that stuff coming up in July. Before I get too ahead, though, when it comes to planning these, the Harley Davidson giveaway, or even some of the stuff from like the off the road warrior stuff, those things, how much our audience and I always like hearing the behind the scenes stuff. Like, how does a lot of that? How long does it take to make some of these things happen? Does Harley reach out to you? Do you reach out to Harley? Is it a lot of back and forth? Just kind of curious about a little of the details of this.
Yeah, so this is a really great time. To kind of touch on our process over at the casino. So we have a marketing team where, you know, I can't say enough about them. They're all amazing from all facets to from the casino to kind of cover the marketing aspect. We actually have a brainstorm meeting probably once a quarter.
Yeah.
And we kind of work 6 months in advance. So, you know, we just got done planning on New Year's Eve and stuff like that. But we all get together, we mind meld, you know, and one of my favorite quotes from brainstorming, it kind of came from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck when they were talking about when they wrote Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
They were talking about, don't judge me on my bad ideas, judge me on my good ideas that come from this.
Such a great line.
Yeah.
That's so good. And it's true. It, really, you could apply it to almost anything.
Yeah, so it's great. You know, it's one of those where we just, you know, we just put a whiteboard up there and anything that comes to your mind, we throw it out there and then we build upon that. And Off-Road Warrior was, you know, we try to plan it for when people are going to win this. The trails are going to be opening up as we give this away.
Right.
And you know, we want people to be able to enjoy it. So, you know, like the Harley Davidson trike, we're giving that away June 24th. By the time you get that, that's just in time to go over to Sturgis and go have fun with that.
I love the planning and the thought of this. I think that you could lean on old promotions of the past and everything, but you guys are constantly trying to think of new ways to reach your audience, to reach your community. And I think that there's a lot we can be inspired by from that. Any business, anybody can be.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we like to, in the marketing department here, you know, it's fluid, you know, it's like a liquid over here. Yeah, we always have to be changing. We always have to move with the times. We can't get complacent, so we can't just keep rolling out the same thing all the time. We always have to tweak it, make sure that it's still relevant to our customers and what they want. So, you know, we're really receptive of what people are saying. We ask our customers all the time, was that good? Was that bad? What can we do better? And we accept everything.
Yeah, it brings up another good point. The surveys or the reaching out, always appreciated by the gang at Ho-Chunk. Always appreciate that. Robert, I wanted to talk with you about something real quick. Before we do, though, if you don't mind, this is your first time joining us and everything. You tell us a little bit about yourself. What got you into graphic design?
Well, James, I've always been a creative person. And so ever since I was a little kid, I've been drawing and, you know, working on design and color schemes and stuff like that. And so when COVID happened, I decided to go to school and, you know, try to pursue that and try to make a career out of using my creativity. And so I went to school and then Thomas hit me up with the job offer. Here I am.
Nice, nice, very cool. As doing graphic design over there, getting to take those skills, those things that you did from a young age, and putting them into this, like any job would probably feel good to be able to do that creatively. I got to imagine it feels a little bit more special being able to do that for a place like Ho-Chunk, or being you're putting that work into a company like that.
Oh, for sure. The Ho-Chunk Nation does a great job of not only giving back to this community, but they're one of the largest employers in the state, and you know they do so much for their communities, and I'm just happy to be a part of that.
Right on. Let's talk a little bit. Thanks for sharing that, Robert. I appreciate it. July 8th, you got a cornhole tournament coming up. Very exciting. We love cornhole in this state. People love cornhole. So, you again, had everybody right. As soon as I said cornhole, people are already signing up. This is going to be a cool tournament. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this is actually our 4th of July celebration, kind of. You know, 4th of July lands on a Tuesday. You know, we understand people have jobs and everything. So we try to base everything on the weekend. So we did the following weekend. And we're having a cornhole co-ed cornhole tournament. It's going to be 32 teams. It doesn't have to be guy-girl. It can be girl-girl, guy-guy. It's whatever.
Any combination.
Yeah, you and your best, you know, bring out your best.
Yeah.
We have cash prizes depending on how many teams sign up. You know, we're kind of – and then we match the cash prizes as well. There's going to be an outdoor DJ. We have Belky from WYFC.
Nice.
Yeah, he's going to be coming, and he's going to be doing the DJ services and hosting the cornhole tournament. So it's going to be a great time there. We also have some great food trucks that are going to be available all day. We have the Taco Street up in Stevens Point.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got those guys locked in. We're really excited about that. And then we're also going to be having one of our local community groups put together, like brat fry type deal.
Cool.
So, you know, we're always going to have some great outdoor barbecue type food. And then we have at like 8 o'clock, we have a firework show by Firework Country out of Wausau. Those guys, they've done our firework show for the last 3 years, and I am not even joking when I say it is the best fireworks show around. I mean, you can't find a better one.
They really go above and beyond, those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. So, you know, that starts at around 8 o'clock, and you don't have to be 21 to come into the parking lot to enjoy the fireworks show. So bring the family, bring the kids.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you can't bring the kids into the casino afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But come into the parking lot and just enjoy a great fireworks show brought to you by Firework Country. And
Thomas, I think that's a really good point to bring up too, because I think there are opportunities, family things, opportunities at Ho-Chunk that we don't think about all the time because it's a casino. And so it may not be the first thing you think of, but you just, again, do a little digging, listen a little bit, and you're like, oh, there's this there, there's that there. There are more things to do than just the casino end of things.
Yeah, so that's it's a great time. I mean, we always try to put together at least something in the summertime, like, you know, our 4th of July celebration here, where you can bring your family and you can have a great time. I mean, if you want to bring your kids to the cornhole tournament and you want to enjoy the food trucks and the DJ with your kids and everything, you're more than welcome to do that. You know, you just got, you know, you got to stay outside with the fun and everything anyways. So
right up. Yeah, you're going to want to be outside anyway.
Yeah, right.
That is a fun one. Again, everybody loves cornhole. It's a great idea. And you're going to be able to accept a lot of teams for this, so get signing up right away, everybody.
Oh yeah, you can register right now. You have to call Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. That is at 715-886-4560. Tell them you want to register for the cornhole tournament. They'll give you to the right person. We are accepting 32 teams for this tournament, so that is the cutoff. You can register now up until the tournament. It's $20 a team. Day of tournament, if you show up, if there's any spots left, which probably won't be, but it'll be jumping up to $30 for a team day of.
Yeah, one of those things you want to sign up for right away. Be sure to do that. July, got a golf promo coming up. That sounds fun. Again, people love golfing around here, especially in the summer.
Oh, yeah. So we really want to try to expand our, you know, clientele that comes in. You know, we have Lake Arrowhead, the Ridges, Homestead. I could go on all day the golf courses around here. And we just want to, you know, be inclusive with the people that that are in our community. So we have our Putting for Dough promotion that's going to be starting in July. That's every Saturday. We're going to get a putting green out there. We're going to give you a nice gold putter, and you have to sink some balls for some cash prize. It's going to be really fun.
Nice.
Where that came from, the idea of that during our brainstorming, was that the senior PGA championship is going to be up at Century World in Stevens Point.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, everyone's in a vibe for up at Century World, and then you go right into Putting for Dough at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa.
Smart. Smart, man. That's good. That's good. I see the tie-ins. I see what you're doing there. It's very. It all adds more to what we were talking about earlier about the thoughts and the process with this. It's one thing to plan these things out, but it's not just enough to plan them out. How can we involve the community? How can we give back to the community with these events? And that's a big part of it, whether it is helping out Focus or a food pantry, or it's just giving people some entertainment, something to do, a reason to get out and have some fun. So good at it over there, and continuing to, like, we even got more better stuff coming up, as we're seeing. That's very cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited. I mean, we're going to talk about what we're getting into as well. I mean, in June and July, Hoozles on the Lake has that Rise to Music
Rise
competition.
Music. That's right, baby.
Yep, and your grand finale sponsor is Ho-Chunk Game and Nacusa. Yeah. So there we go. We're really excited.
That's a get, everybody. That's a get. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We're really excited to see all the local talent and everyone come together and put their best foot forward. We actually are building a stage over at Ho-Chunk Game and Nacusa.
Really?
And, yeah, to have local talent and stuff.
Perfect.
So if you are an artist out there and you're going to be in the Rise to Music competition, or you just are looking for a place to play your music, reach out to Ho-Chunk Game and Nacusa. We would love to have a conversation with you, hear your music, and see what we can do to maybe bring you in.
That is so wicked. That is such an awesome idea. And as a side note, I'm an actor, so like that stage, if it's ever empty, just tell me, I'll fill it. I got tons of work. I don't know if it's any good, but I got tons of work. I'll definitely fill that stage. That is a really good idea, especially for future projects. You know, that's even cooler for that too. That's awesome. Growing up living in this area for a good 20 some years and everything with the high school out here, and I know a lot of friends of mine worked over at Ho-Chunk in high school or out of high school, that kind of thing. It's a great place to work. So just as we're wrapping up, I did want to mention, you're looking for work or anything like that, always reach out to the friends at Ho-Chunk. That's a great place for you to get a career going.
Yeah, a lot of us, we start at base level jobs and then we just work our way up. And you can work your way up the ladder here at Ho-Chunk Game and Nacusa. So that's what we like to do. We like to promote from within and really grow our team. I mean, we're a real family over there. We all know each other for years. You know, we go to each other's family events, cookouts, stuff like that all the time. So it's a great place to start. You can start at the lowest position and then work your way up, and it's a great place.
Guys, this is a really fun conversation. The only problem is you did too good. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back sometime. That includes you, Robert. We're gonna get you warmed up to this and everything. But do appreciate the time and everything, and especially when you're not feeling that good or you haven't done this kind of stuff before. I know how nerve-wracking that can be. So thank you both for the time. Thomas, if people have follow-up questions, they want to be a part of things at Ho-Chunk or just know more, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so you can follow our Facebook page, Ho-Chunk Game and Nacusa. That is where all the updates go. If you want to know anything that's going on in the future, next week, yesterday, we have everything going on that. We also have our website, www.hochungamenacusa. We have our promotions on there as well. You can follow us.
I'll be in touch about that one-man show of mine, okay?
Oh, yeah, gotcha there, James.
We appreciate the time, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
All right, thank you.
Great week of Morning Magazine. A big thank you to all of our guests throughout the week. We appreciate every one of them spending some time with us. And, of course, a gigantic thank you to Pam Hilke, the producer scheduler of this show. We appreciate the work she does. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.